New York City took a major step this past week toward making outdoor dining a permanent part. It was last Monday the City Planning Commission voted unanimously, by the way, for a zoning text amendment that will create a clean slate for the city to come up with and regulate a permanent program and will ultimately allow more restaurants to set up outdoor dining structures across the city. Pretty good idea. The amendment, which was proposed by the city, removes restrictions regarding location and outdoor space that's used by restaurants. The city and the mayor have to approve this text amendment now that was given the green light by the City Planning Commission, but considering the City Council voted last fall to make the program permanent, both the outgoing mayor and incoming mayor have at least pledged support for this idea. There's a pretty high level of confidence that this is pretty much a done deal. Well, look at the stats. The program is called Open Restaurants in New York City. It has saved more than 100,000 industry jobs in countless small businesses from financial difficulties or probably certain collapse in many cases. During the pandemic, outdoor dining also became a lifesaver for a large number of New Jersey restaurants. Many cities and towns were, I'll say at least, extremely cooperative. Expanded licensing, reduced fees. Some even closed down streets to help the restaurants do a respectable setup. According to the National Restaurant Association, outdoor dining makes up 20% at least of daily sales at 68% of full-service restaurants. And despite this lifeline, the majority, 61% of full-service restaurants, can only use their outdoor space through, well, depending on the state you're in, New York, New Jersey, a few other states. Many pulled the plug in October, and others are about to do it, New Jersey being one of those. Just 30% plan to utilize outdoor seating throughout the entire season, because why would you want to set something up if you know it's only going to be short term? So will the concept of outdoor dining in New Jersey continue? Do a little compare and contrast here. New Providence has approved outdoor dining setups through May 1st of 2022. And on the flip side, unless something changes, the Tutchin, they're pulling the plug on outdoor dining December 1. Now if you look at the current state guidelines, they allow for expanded outdoor dining through November of 2022, or the date at which indoor dining returns to full capacity at restaurants, whichever is later. Bill also establishes protocols for municipalities to review and approve the outdoor space expansion request by restaurants, those without liquor licenses, those with liquor licenses, that have not previously obtained expansion permits. The review and denial, according to the legislation, only depend on health and safety regulations. But those also vary from community to community. So just thinking out loud here, maybe a better idea to level this playing field off would be a state-level mandate allowing for the continuation of outdoor dining and any outdoor structures that go with that, versus one city or town going in an opposite direction versus, in some cases, literally, a town right next to them.